from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now from, well, fresh off the Olympics, I should say, Frederick Richard, U.S. Olympic gymnast, bronze medalist. Frederick, appreciate you coming on. How are you today?
I'm amazing. I'm happy to be on here.
Awesome, awesome. I want to just start off, Frederick. I'm going to ask you a simple question, but probably doesn't have a simple answer. You were in Paris at the Olympics. Can you just detail us, what was it like being in that city, being part of the U.S. Olympic team, and just being an Olympian overall?
Yeah, I mean, there's a million emotions, like, all the time, because so much is going on. I mean, you're representing the whole country, millions of people. You've trained for this literal one competition your whole life. Like, that's the only thing you plan for on the sports side. And then it's like, this is when it all matters. And this is where you have to trust in your training. This is when kind of all the emotions hit at once. But it's a crazy experience. And I feel like I grew so much from it. And obviously coming home with a medal is kind of like the greatest highlight, of course.
So, Frederick, John and I both grew up in this area, you know, on the South Shore, and I was really curious how you kind of got your start in gymnastics. For, you know, for me growing up, it was never, I guess, just never an option that was ever presented to me. And so, like, I see young men having so much success at this level, and like yourself, and I, you know, I know someone in my life who is really grinding at gymnastics. I'm just curious kind of how you got your start in gymnastics.
Yeah, it's a good question, because, again, when you're a little kid thinking, what sport do I want to join? As a boy, you're thinking, you know, basketball, football, soccer, baseball, hockey. You know, gymnastics doesn't come into the picture for me. My sister's a year older than me, and they put women in gymnastics all the time. But we lived 2 minutes up the road from the gym, and I'd go there to pick her up. And I'm, like, 2 years old, and I see people flipping. And kind of, you're 2 years old, so you're, like, processing it as if this is supposed to be the normal thing. So I'd go home and chuck a bunch of flips and try to learn them on my parents' bed. I can still remember, like, landing on my head 100 times. Yeah, and then my parents were like, all right, he's going to kill himself. We got to put him in. So I was put in, and I stuck with it the whole time. Never did another sport. Just loved it from the beginning. So I've been doing it since I was 4 years old.
So, Frederick, you said you stuck with it the whole time since you were 4 years old. What's the process, though, from getting you, hey, I'm a four-year-old and I'm starting out gymnastics and I like it, to, oh, I'm on the Olympic team? I mean, what was your journey from 4 years old to Olympic team?
Yeah, I would say when you're a little kid, and the coaches kind of hold your hand, of course, of I'm trying to get you better, but and you just do it because, I mean, it's fun and you love it. I think when I kind of hit around age 10 is when I started seeing, you know, the possibilities of, you know, when I'm 20, when I'm older, I can become an Olympian. That's when I started trying to get really good. That's when the competitions started to mean something. I started liking, you know, winning and getting the medals, and a lot of people around me were supporting me. And so when I was about, say, around 10 years old, I qualified to this program called Future Stars. This is obviously the future stars of our sport. And I started going to the Olympic Training Center a couple times a year and training with the top guys in the country. I'm 10 years old, but the Olympians were training at this facility. And I'm seeing the best guys in the country, the best guys in the world. And I was like, all right, you know what? I think I can get here. You know, it's not going to be an easy path, but I want to get here. And from there, I kind of just had that mindset switch, which is still young, you know, 10 years old, and you already have the mindset to become one of the best. But from there on, you just give everything every day.
So, Frederick, I know a young man, Zach, who is, you know, grinding his ass off to be the best kind of gymnast he can be. And so I'm curious from your perspective, you know, how do you, as an Olympic medalist, how do you kind of balance that grind and commitment and time that you have put in with also kind of the mental aspect of it, right? When you put so much time and effort into something like that, it can sometimes be draining and affect you mentally. And so I'm curious kind of your perspective on how you've gotten to this point in that, in kind of that manner.
Yeah, that's definitely a great question. I think the key to it all is you have to love what you're doing and you have to do it for fun. You need to create the environments that are fun because, you know, I've trained with a lot of athletes and what sets me apart is I can be in the gym for 10 hours and I have been in the gym for 10 hours. I can be in the gym all day long and I don't get tired of it because to me, it's like, I'm just hanging with my boys, having fun while challenging myself with gymnastics. And I know people where they're in the gym for 3 hours and they're like, I got to get out of here. 4 hours. They're like, I got to get out of here. Or after 6 days in a row of practice, you know, they're like, I need to take my Sunday off. And I get it, but that's the difference between, you know, the Olympian and just someone who's very, like, pretty good at the sport. But you have to love it and create the environment where you love it. So that way it's not taxing on your mind and you can do way more than anybody else around you.
And Frederick, you were part of a men's gymnastics team that won the bronze medal. It was the first medal a men's gymnastics team won since 2008. So first of all, congratulations on that achievement. And I want to ask you, though, so the team hadn't won a medal since 2008. 2024, the team you're part of, they do. What do you think was different maybe about this team that helped kind of push you over that threshold and get you guys a medal and get on the podium?
Yeah, great question. So from a skill standpoint, I feel like the U.S. just got tired of losing. And in our generation, 4 years out from this Olympics, they started kind of trying new things of how to get us to the next level to compete with these people internationally. And that's, you know, like having more incentives for us to do harder skills when we compete and things like that. But then what really brought us together on that day, because you need to perform on that day, you know, five teams come in having the potential to medal and three only medal, of course. All of us were basically like NCAA all-stars. So in the college program, all five of us on the team have had like a lot of successes there. And we know what it's like to be on a college team, kind of, we know what it's like to compete on a team and perform really well for that team. And we basically created like all those team building strategies before the competition of getting really close. And I felt like, you know, these were my brothers when we went out there. And when we were competing, it was like, okay, this is kind of like another NCAA competition. Pressure's on, but we know how to perform when it matters. And we just did our thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I have to ask, aside from the sport, one of the major storylines that we actually talked about on my morning show was that the food at the Olympics wasn't ideal. I got to know, how was the food from your perspective?
All right, I'm an honest person. The food sucked. So it's not like this food is like so bad you can't eat it, but it was the most bland food. I think maybe they were trying to like tailor to all countries and all like, are different tastes, but yeah, they weren't putting salt and pepper. They weren't seasoning the food. I feel like it was the most basic meal every time. And before competition, you're like, all right, whatever, it'll fuel me, and I just got to focus on fueling so I can perform well. But you are not looking forward to it. You're just doing it because you have to.
So, I mean, you're in France. It's like one of the food capitals of the universe. Were you ever able to actually get away from just the Olympic Village food and get like a real good French meal?
Yeah, so that's the crazy thing, too. I will be honest, and I feel like if the French were listening, they get mad at this. But I think a lot of the time when I left the village and I got French food, I still was very disappointed. I was like, I can't wait to go back to the U.S. But I did hear one of my Uber drivers was telling me this in France. He said, if you're eating near the tourist attractions, then the food's not going to be that good because they think that, you know, the Americans don't know what good food is, and so... You know, they just jack up the prices and serve mid-food, and they think we'll be happy with that. But they said, go farther out from the touristy areas, and that food, French people actually know, like, that's when normal French people are eating it, and they know what good food is.
The local spots.
Yeah. And so I wish I had more time to try those smaller, less fancy-looking places, but... I didn't. So food, my whole food experience is definitely mid.
That's a bummer.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's kind of funny too, Frederick, because I went to Paris once myself and I was told the exact same thing as you, right? Get a little further away from the touristy areas and you actually have better food. So sounds like that's still the same. Now, I know the food wasn't ideal, as you said, mid, right? But you go there, you win the medal. You come home now as an Olympic medalist. You told us about the team and how it was assembled. But for you, what was it like to actually win that bronze medal with your teammates for the U.S. first time since 08, being part? I mean, just what was your emotions in that moment?
Yeah, I feel like obviously lots of excitement and happiness, but I feel like the strongest one is like gratitude. Like the whole time I was on that trip, I keep it feels like a movie. Like you're getting flashbacks about your younger self and like what it was like when I'm first starting gymnastics, or like how I used to just, you know, be in the gym having fun every day, struggling with the most basic skills, but having fun with my teammates and stuff. And now I'm here at the Olympics. It's like, kind of feels full circle. I feel like just a lot of gratitude hits you the whole time. You know, your parents are in the crowd. You know, your old coaches are in the crowd. Every person who's ever been in your life is watching on TV. It's like, dang. It's like, I'm just really grateful for everything working out, basically.
So has life post-Olympics kind of started to change for you a little bit? Have you been getting recognized in public at all? I know one of your teammates, big-time meme, floated around the internet of him. So I was curious if kind of things have changed for you at all.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have. I still haven't gone a single place without getting recognized, which is funny because I'm, like, trying to lay low, but it's not working. I literally went to Target today to get groceries. I was trying to weave through the right aisles to not run into too many people, but then I got recognized. I was at the Patriots game, and they made me a custom jersey that says Frederick Clips on the back, and that's really awesome. Cool. Yeah, but I'm definitely just enjoying it. It's good to be back home. I haven't been back home in like 8 months because I was training for this Olympics, but yeah, now is the celebration. I they're throwing a parade for me too in Stoughton. I'm like the hero of Stoughton, which is funny. So I come back, I think August 6th for a tour in TD Garden. We have a performance, all of us, Olympic gymnasts, Simone Biles' tour, but throwing a parade before, so that's exciting. And just, yeah, I feel like, I was like, everybody in Boston is recognizing me and supporting me, which is pretty cool.
Stoughton, officially home to the only IKEA in the area and our Olympic gymnast.
Yes, we are talking with Frederick Richard, U.S. Olympic gymnast, bronze medal winner. And Frederick, you mentioned the Frederick Flips jersey the Patriots made for you. That leads me to my next question. A lot of people know you as Frederick Richard, the Olympic medalist, but I think maybe even more people know you as Freddie Flips or Frederick Flips. Can you tell our audience, what is Frederick Flips? How did it become a thing, and what has it grown into now?
Yeah, I mean, Frederick Flips started as just a social media handle. I was like, what, 16 years old, and my original Instagram handle was like JimKid108. I was like, what is – and I realized, like, no one knows, like, what is this? Why do I have numbers in my name? Let me think of what my name should be. And I was like, Frederick Flips, okay, it's smooth, it works perfectly. I put it. People actually started thinking my last name was Flips. Like, a lot of people actually think that was just funny. But, yeah, it's just grown to a whole brand of, like, obviously representing the sport of gymnastics, but with my content, it's about pushing limits and doing those, you know, crazy things and kind of having fun with your sport. But I'm thinking of maybe I might need to change my name now, make it, like, Frederick Flips Richard, and just make it official.
So people know who you actually are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like the world wants it. I might as well give it to them.
And Frederick, you're 4 years away now from the 2028 Olympics. And a lot of times with gymnasts, sometimes their careers aren't as long as other Olympic athletes. So have you thought ahead at all about 2028, the Olympics? Are you going to do you plan on being part of that team? Are you going to try to be part of that team? Or have you just not thought about it at all and you're enjoying this moment of being a medal winner?
Oh, I thought about it. I thought about it a long time ago. It's 2028 has always been the peak, like the plan to be the peak of my career. I'll be 24 years old for male gymnasts. That's where the body's pretty much fully developed. Yeah, that's everything. I want to reach my peak. I want to destroy everybody and get as many gold medals for the country as possible. But yeah, 100%. That's what I'm training for. And I think I'll still have another cycle after that one. So it'll be fun.
And I bet it being in the United States would be such a huge kind of boost for you too. Be at home, be like, yeah, like this is the one you really want to win.
100%. Yeah. So I'm hungry for it. And I just know the energy, the crowd's going to be crazy. The people watching, you know, the whole country, I feel like, will be watching. I want to represent and help put us on top.
All right. He is Frederick Richard, a.k.a. Freddie Flips or Frederick Flips. You can find him not just on your TV during the Olympics, but on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, pretty much wherever you see cool gymnastics stuff going on. Frederick Richard is a part of it. Stoughton, Mass. native. Congratulations again, Frederick, on your Olympic medal. Thank you very much for taking the time. And maybe next time, come in studio, you can teach Shime and I a few flips. How does that sound?
All right, deal.
All right, sounds great.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.